Hello, and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae.
This episode is called Take Action. Throughout today, you'll learn why just taking action is honestly the best thing that you could ever do for your life. This last week, I went to a class called The Business of Life. And basically, what my professor does is he brings in entrepreneurs who have been wildly successful, and he just sits down and interviews them. It kind of feels like you're listening to a podcast live. It's a really great class. And honestly, I learned so much from it every week. But this week, my professor was out of town. And so the entrepreneur that he had invited told us that he wanted to give us an option of what we wanted to do that day. And so he said the first option was he had prepared basically a lecture of things that he had learned from his time as an entrepreneur and things that he did to become successful and where he feels like he learned overall. Because his business was sold for $1.3 billion. So he said, I have a lot that I've learned and a lot that you guys can learn from. So he's like, that's option one. He said, or option two, we can spend the next hour together coming up with a $1 billion idea. And if I like the idea, I'll fund someone $10,000 to start the business. And so, of course, everyone was like, what? And we, of course, chose option two. So he started talking about what we needed to do to get this figured out within the hour. He split us up into six different teams, marketing, sales, etc., to figure out what we were going to do. So we were going to be creating a product, selling a product that was a water bottle. But we got to choose what that looked like, what kind of sources we would use for that, and how much we would sell it for. And so he gave us each, I think it was about 20 minutes each, to decide our section of it. And I was put on the sales team. This was a big team. There was like 20 of us, and we went about working. And he told us that by the end of the hour, he wanted us to have a proposed sales like plan with a price, a profit margin, everything like that. And then like for branding, he needed a complete brand with a target audience and a target person. And for the sourcing people, he wanted them to literally call people and have offers for people who could source us with water bottles. No joke. It was crazy. And so after the 20 minutes, we each group goes up to present, and the sourcing people go up, and they mentioned a sourcing company who is in my hometown. And when I heard them say that name and say that they couldn't find a phone number, I raised my hand as fast as possible. And I was like, they are from my hometown. I know them. And so my professor asked me right there. He's like, I want you to call them. And so he had me hold up my phone to a microphone while I called this person from my hometown. And I talked to them in front of the class. And it was so scary. But I did it. And so it was interesting because within just 5 minutes, I already had a quote for what that water bottle production was going to cost. What's interesting is that many of us have ideas, we have different aspirations, and we just sit there and we think, I wonder how much a water bottle costs, or I wonder what the process would be for me to open up my own clothing shop, whatever that looks like for you. But when we get stuck in this wondering, nothing happens. All it took for me was one phone call to realize that our dreams can be accomplished in a matter of minutes. And so from this, I learned three specific principles that I think we could each take into our own lives to help us take action and stop being stuck in this miserable maybe. So what is the miserable maybe? This is a space where we aren't taking action, but we're not forgetting about the idea. So, for example, one of my clients that I'm working with is trying to decide whether or not to take her kids on a vacation. And right now she's stuck in the miserable maybe because she still has that idea in her head and she keeps thinking about it and thinking about it. And instead of just saying, okay, this is what we're going to do and going with it and being able to move forward, she's stuck thinking. And she thinks the more time that it's taking her to think about this, the easier the decision will be. When in reality, decisions are made in a split second. All we have to do is take action. And once we take action, even if it's something small, like I'm going to call this water bottle company or I'm going to book a flight, that is a step in a direction. And a step in a direction is better than no steps at all. So having the ability to get out of that miserable maybe is making a decision. Because honestly, a decision is better than no decision, even if it's the wrong one. Because if you make the wrong decision, you'll still learn something from it, which is way better than doing nothing. Another principle that I learned from this was that it's important to explore your options. It's super easy to, when you take action, to just do whatever is the easiest. Book the flight that comes up first because it's the easiest. Order water bottles from the company first because it's the easiest. But it's important. He was talking about exploring our options is so valuable because it can save us so much money and time in the long run. And so knowing what those options are is taking action. And that's a great way to get out of the miserable maybe, is by exploring our options, but also giving ourselves a time limit. So I'm going to look at 4 options and choose out of those 4. Because you could spend hours upon hours looking at different options. But giving yourself a time or quantity limit would be helpful with that. Exploring options first allows you to figure out what it is that's available and then make an informed decision from there. But these basic principles helped me to realize that I can take action. And honestly, after being in that class, I had some crazy experiences the rest of the week. I remembered how excited I felt as I took action that was wildly out of my comfort zone, and it just pushed me and pushed me and pushed me. And so take action. All it can do for you is help you grow, whether that's a learning experience or a success story. Taking action is the best way that you can show up for yourself in your own life. So thanks for listening. I hope you have the most fabulous day ever.